To do in this hour. We're going to go right on through, and there are new things every day, and over the weekend there seems to be double the amount. There are new reports coming in from social media platforms, which again are allowed to stay up there because they would much rather control them, and they can seed them with any kind of material they want. They can use AI to run them, oversee them, or real time, doesn't matter. A lot of shills posting on those sites. Misinformation is being pushed. Make no mistake about that. But a lot of it is very interesting. And I think we're pretty good at choosing what is worthy of your time and consideration. Dr. Zelenko has a new video out, an interview. We're going to play some of that this hour. We have another issue that we're going to talk about, and that's the blockbuster new Project Veritas, federal government whistleblower going public with secret recordings that the vaccine is full of shit. And that's a direct quote from the video. So you'll hear some of that as well. Joining us again tonight is my colleague of a long time now, it seems like years almost, we've been at this, Erica Kahn. And she is quite an authority on so many things that are pertinent to this particular crisis we're in, and it may be the end crisis. We'll see. Welcome back.
Oh, good evening, Jeff. It's good to be back.
Did you rest up today and have a nice watching television
yep.
and just kicking back?
Keeping my finger on the pulse?
Yes. All right. The for all of you out there who don't know what Project Veritas is, it's an extraordinary effort to bring reality forward with hidden cams, hidden recordings, and they have done some really great things. It's a remarkable achievement in its totality and certainly individually as well. James O'Keefe is the man behind it, and he really deserves a lot of credit. Have you seen this particular video yet?
I have not, no.
All right, well, I haven't been able to listen to it. It just came out this evening. So I think what we'll do is kind of go through it together and see. It looks to be another blockbuster. It's part one, and there are going to be more. And I think it's going to maybe be the big bomb that that does take this thing apart. We shall see. So before we jump into that, you were able to get some new issues off the internet that are what I was alluding to, some of these sites. We might go through those real quickly. I've got the universal blood donor. Oh, where's the other one? I've got to find that one. We did the universal blood donor. You remember that?
I don't think we did.
Maybe I read it. I know I read it. Okay, well, anyway, we'll do it again because it's extremely important. Now, where is... Okay. These are more what they're calling side effects. How outrageous does it get? Side effects. COVID-19 here. There's one. There's another one. Okay, there are two here. So one starts out, I think I've sent a few stories. Well, here's another. You remember this one? Shall we do that first? What do you want to do first?
Yeah, that's sure.
All right, then we're going to jump into, after these, we'll jump into Project Veritas. Okay, this is from a social media platform. I think I've sent a few stories. Well, here's another. The last I sent was the niece of my cousin's stepmom, who became a double amputee and then died because of the vaccines. I haven't read this before. This is horrific. Was 22 years old in Ohio. Well, here's three more. So let me go back to this. And these are not written for oration. They're just written. They're just kind of notes. This is a 22-year-old. This person's cousin's stepmom, who became a double amputee. I guess her cousin was 22. Anyway, so she got the jab, she became a double amputee, and then died. My coworker just came into the office and told me these are his stories. All right. Again, I'm going to sort of tiptoe my way through this. They're written very hastily. An employee at Hurley Hospital in Michigan died walking into work Friday morning. Just fell over on the sidewalk and was found dead. She was between 60 and 66. And yes, I know her name, but I'll keep it to myself. Yes, she was double jabbed. Or, excuse me, fully vaccinated. I don't know which brand she got. The staff at the hospital suspected a pulmonary embolism. We've heard that before. Number two, a co-worker's daughter works at a national park, and a woman went to sleep there at the park and never woke up. They found her in her camper. The people with her said she had no medical issues at all. I can't confirm if it was from a shot, but the daughter assumes it was, due to how random this event was, and that she has never seen or heard of anything like this before. This woman died last Thursday evening. She was in her 50s. Number three, the daughter who works for the national parks reported to my coworker that her son's grandmother died on Friday afternoon in her sleep from a blood clot. She was 68 and had been double jabbed 24 weeks ago. All right, I've got one more here. Sharing what I witnessed on an international flight a day ago, a 50-year-old male had a blood vessel burst and blood was shooting out of his left ankle. He stated he had never heard of anything or had a problem like this, no medical issues at all, uses no medications. When I asked, did you get the liquid, the vax, he stated that he got the second dose just 2 weeks ago. So there are just four little vignettes of what have to be hundreds of thousands of similar stories now in this country. At least hundreds of thousands. Can you figure how many are allegedly shot up now? Almost 200?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, well, so what do we think when we hear these things? I just read them for the first time. What are your thoughts?
Clearly, the overriding issues seem to be, either clotting or bleeding out. So there are definitely issues with the blood. It's a little bit concerning, the last one you read, that 24 weeks out, that's a number of months.
6 months.
So, yeah, just because you're not having any symptoms doesn't mean you're out of the woods.
Well, and you're in your camper at a national park, and you go to sleep, and you don't wake up. These things, I think, are happening all the time now. People don't wake
up
at home.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you live alone. You don't have a family that watches over you or checks in on you often. and you just die. You're gone. That's what's, see, that's why, and Gary Holland again was the first person to say this, a million dead at least. You got to multiply everything by about 100, 99, however you want to do it. We may be pushing close to 1.5 million, maybe even 2 million now. We don't know because they're not telling us. The people get a cause of death that suits the agenda. That's what goes on the death certificate, not the truth. This guy's on an airplane and blood just starts shooting out of his ankle. That's not deep vein thrombosis. Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's obviously the blood was probably pooling in his leg, but it shouldn't have burst.
I don't know. It's just these are horrific things. I just go back to the woman in the camper. She goes camping with her friends, goes to sleep, and doesn't wake up. Gone.
I heard a similar one where a gentleman went to get his vax, drove to the clinic or wherever it was, the pharmacy, drove home, and his family became concerned when they didn't hear from him after a couple days, and come to find out, they went looking for him at his house, and he was in the car. He never even made it out of the car after the shot. Dead.
Wow. Well, there we go. And I honestly do think this is happening a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did get word from Las Vegas. Channel 8, KLAS-TV in Las Vegas. I used to work there, as most of you know. Not at Channel 8, another station, for 3 years. And I know the town. And Channel 8, been there for a long time. For apparently many weeks, they had said that 25 people had died. Breakthrough cases had died. Now, what's a breakthrough case? That's a fully vaxxed individual. Right, Erica?
Yes.
That's what they
yep.
call. All right. And theoretically, these fully vaxxed people are coming down with COVID. Well, I'm here to tell you again, and we've told you, they're not suffering from COVID. They're dying from the vaccines.
Absolutely,
25 dead, according to KLAS, up until last Friday. Over the weekend, things changed, and KLAS is now reporting in Las Vegas, 137 dead, 112 died over the weekend, apparently. But was that the whole story? No. There's a nurse there in one of the hospitals in Las Vegas who reports she pulled two 12-hour shifts over the weekend. And she said that in one hospital, I won't name the hospital's name, I won't name anything else, 300 people died over the weekend, breakthrough cases.
Wow.
KLAS reports 112 increase. It's really 300 increase. Now, if that's happening in Las Vegas, Erica, what do you think's happening across the country at other hospitals? Thousands of them.
Yeah, it's a similar scene, unquestionably. And this has been predicted. They knew this was going to happen.
That's why they were trying to get everybody shot up before it started to happen, because people
mm-hmm.
are going to figure it out. At least more
yep.
people will figure it out.
Absolutely.
If someone dies of a breakthrough infection of COVID, which is a double lie, they cannot be given as a cause of death COVID until 2 weeks have passed after getting the Moderna or the Pfizer, or 4 weeks have passed after the Johnson & Johnson. Only then can they be given the lie of a COVID cause of death. Up until those two barriers are met, they're apparently officially called unvaccinated.
Another way to distort the numbers.
That's right. So if you haven't been 2 weeks after your second Pfizer shot and you die of a breakthrough infection, in other words, you die of the vaccine, you are called unvaccinated, an unvaccinated death. That's what you're called. Because you're not formally vaccinated until 2 weeks have passed. You see the games? As I said over and over, it's all lies. It's all damned lies.
I think people are starting to figure it out.
I hope so.
I mean, it's bordering on the ridiculous now.
And if they don't figure it out now, they never will, I guess, some of them.
No,
because they're
going
to run out of time.
Yeah, they're choosing to be blind to it.
So the big lie in Las Vegas, the big lie in your city, in your town, your hospital, we don't know. But we'll assume that whatever is happening with these breakthrough cases in Las Vegas is most certainly happening all over the country. That means there could be thousands upon thousands of deaths just over this weekend from vaxxed people who allegedly are getting a breakthrough infection. But in point of fact, they're being killed by the vaccines. All of you understand this, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. This is not a joke. And for those of you who are listening, who did take the shot, or shots, don't give up hope. You might have gotten saline, at least for one of them. There are things you can do if you do take those. Well, we've got a list of supplements. They're right up there on the homepage on the right side in the archive. Scroll down. I put them up today just to make it official. We've been talking about them for a long time. D3, vitamin K2, you know the routine. But I put them up in a little list. But above all, you must get ivermectin. And I don't know how you're going to do it. They're really making it vanish. And why? Because it's helpful. I'm not going to use the cure word. I'm going to say it's very helpful. Anything new on ivermectin?
No, it does seem to be getting increasingly difficult to get it, even the animal version. So you got to figure there's a reason.
Yeah, I'm waiting myself. All right, let's go to Project Veritas now and see what Mr. O'Keefe has come up with. I hope you'll be able to understand this. I think you will. One nurse has a bit of an accent here.
Being done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about
the government doesn't want anybody to know that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Yeah, let me just back it up a little bit. I want to make sure everybody understands that. This is extraordinary. The problem in here is they're not doing the studies. People that had it and people that have been vaccinated.
And the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit.
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley, the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared. They're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA. You have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming up?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
And if you let me say to people who aren't vaccinated about stopping their journey, I'm going to go do a boring 7 for the bunch of you, Mr.
Don't get vaccinated.
All right, these are a lot of little sound bites. Don't get the Johnson & Johnson. I didn't tell you, though. Neither Erica nor I have seen this. So don't get the Johnson & Johnson.
Don't get the Johnson & Johnson.
I didn't tell you, though.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking
it. They are not reported because they want to shove it under the mat.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. My faith lies in God and not man. My name is Jody O'Malley, and I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
First of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with a Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees.
Yes.
And we work for the government. So, I mean, the main thing is we have to follow.
I know. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
And the protocols here.
I know.
Are the policies and administrators coming directly from the federal government?
Yes.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know,
right.
And the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Now you.
They're not doing any antibody testing, she said. Now you got this guy in your room 4, who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, and he's been short of breath, okay?
This guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday has been short of breath, okay? Now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is elevated.
He's got probably myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it happened. Right. What is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the mat.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying
she was referring to that patient that had congestive heart failure.
And yeah. In that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
I'm going to have to transfer you to another hospital. Yeah. We don't have cardiologists here. And what you're developing is like a congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's not good. I don't know where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. And August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID. Okay, but you have got a lot of symptoms, mm-hmm. you know. Right. And you're developing congestive heart failure.
This nurse is telling the patient in his bed that he's dying. He's dying. And he has no history of it. She told him flat out he doesn't have COVID. How many times is this going on around the country, Erica? We've got 200 million vaxxed. What do you think? The hospitals are, a lot of them full. They're full of people like this guy.
Yeah.
Myocarditis. He's dying.
That's who's flooding the emergency rooms these days.
And the doctors don't seem to know how to handle it. I think most of them know exactly what's going on, like these nurses do, like the Health and Human Services woman does. She's sticking her neck out here, big time.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors know. They're not stupid. So we have people dying coast to coast, worldwide now. There's no such thing as a breakthrough case. They're all dying of the vaccines.
All you have to do is look at Israel.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go back to this. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, just out this evening.
Instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Was one of the ones you saw a 15-year-old with blood clots?
Yes, yeah, so I was just covering a nurse. He's in here with bilateral PEs, but he's fine. And I'm like, okay. So he wasn't on oxygen or anything like that. And I said, was he vaccinated? And then she's like, I don't know. So then I looked in the chart, and he was. He had the Pfizer vaccine at the end of July, and he was due for a second dose. So this is essentially 2 to 3 weeks later.
The 15-year-old kid.
Most likely cause of hypoxia, unusual PE at this age. Unclear etiology. They don't know why he got it.
So how do we know that the blood clots, or how do you know that the blood clots are a result of the COVID vaccine?
Because this is a 15-year-old, normal weight, healthy child. No reason for him to have a blood clot.
It's a shame they're not treating people. I know. Like they're supposed to, like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
Side effects? A lot.
A lot.
Have you seen it too?
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, who's writing the VAERS report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write the damn.
Why?
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications?
No. There's never been any directive sent out on reporting. With this vaccine, we are in stage 3 clinical trials. Normally, stage 3 clinical trials is where you gather your data. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It is super fishy.
It's not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
What does she mean by full of shit?
It's not doing what its purpose was.
And what is Dr. McGee saying in that video?
He's trying to defend the vaccine.
Why would he do that?
Because that's his view on it.
Okay.
His view is get the vaccine, it's science. Right? If we all just get it, this will all be over with.
Such a bunch of bullshit.
What we have to do is we're on the inside.
It says, they've got the voice scrambled here. It says, it is bullshit. I'm about tired of it. So what we're going to have to do, because we're on the inside, I've been thinking about it.
And what do we do?
I don't know, but there's so much I want to blow up. That's the scrambled voice of someone else in the interview.
Too much I want to blow up.
So much. How do we do that?
But like, you know, Project Veritas.
So the person being interviewed or talked to by the other woman knew about O'Keefe's Project Veritas.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared. They're afraid.
What prompted me to do this was when I was house supervisor one night And one of my coworkers had taken the vaccine, and she didn't want to. She had went throughout this entire pandemic working in the intensive care unit. It pretty much was a COVID unit.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave. 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks, and then got her first dose of vaccine after surviving this entire pandemic.
Patient passed away on October 28th, 2021.
She didn't want to take it. She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it. And it's like, nobody should have to decide between their livelihood, being a part of the team in the hospital, or take the vaccine. Now we're just making people take it. And then there's reactions to it. And then you have a medication that has been shown effective and surely has no adverse reactions for trying it.
Did Dr. Bhagwan talk to you about prescribing ivermectin for the patient?
Bhagwan talked to you about prescribing ivermectin for...
Not allowed at the facility.
And so physicians...
Not allowed at this facility. And so physicians can't prescribe off-label use medication here?
And prescribe off-label use medication here?
Not for COVID. They did it with hydroxychloroquine, and it was really bad, and so they are not allowing it right now.
She said, yes, I would agree to write for this because she's not contraindicated. And
Dr. Bhagwan said that?
Yes.
I am stuck. I am told you are absolutely not to use it under any circumstances whatsoever for somebody with COVID unless you don't want to have a job. I am not going to lose my job.
Damn.
They were not allowing, they were going to lose their job if they allowed you to use that drug.
Right. Nuts. Right now, what is plaguing this country is the spirit of fear.
Are you afraid?
It's my career, you know, it's how I help people. But am I afraid? I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid, because my faith lies in God and not man. So I have two older kids that are on their own. And I have a 12-year-old at home that I care for on my own. You know, like, what kind of person would I be if I knew all of this? This is evil. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA. You have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us, but they are under the government. And everything that we've done so far is unscientific.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming up?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
Okay. All right, that's the end of part one here. I think you got a pretty good inside look at what's going on. These people are obviously professionals. They're very conflicted. They're seeing people die all the time. That particular hospital will not allow ivermectin to be used with COVID patients. And Erica, what strikes me is, first of all, what are they using to test to determine COVID status?
Oh, the good old PCR. Until we have something better.
So
the same test they admit is inappropriate and you know, unreliable.
And the CDC admitted that. So how do they know someone has COVID? They don't. And even speaking like that is ludicrous because they don't know. They do not have a test that's valid for this particular purpose. It doesn't work. They're seeing people die all the time here now, and it's beginning to break them down. As I said earlier, one of the five pillars of society is the health system. And they, the international Bolshevik communists who are running the show, through this alleged administration with Biden, who I'm told now wears diapers all the time. I don't know how they keep the guy up walking. It's amazing to me. They are putting this whole health system in grave jeopardy. They're going to bring in Asian nurses to fill the void. And then those Asian nurses on H-1B visas will be able to bring, via chain migration, their entire families in. Dozens of people, potentially. I cannot even imagine what the atmosphere must be like in hospitals now, professionally speaking. It must be beyond belief.
I imagine it is. It's on the brink of collapse, I'm sure.
See, that's the point. I was told that they, as part of the routine, want all Americans, most all Americans, to have lost faith and confidence and are enraged about the basic components of our culture. That's how they take it down. And the health system, the education system, the economy, the political system, the military, they're all in trouble or destroyed. We've lost the politics. We have no political system. Politics here is not in and of and by the people. It has nothing to do with the people anymore. Nothing.
No, I think, people are going to have to get self-sufficient, take responsibility, stop depending on the government, because the government's out to kill you.
Now, you say that as a scientist, and we've been on the air long enough to, I think, have made it abundantly clear that that is a fact. There's no other way to look at it. None. Ivermectin banned? Come on.
Yeah, if you're not willing to take matters into your own hands at this point, no one's going to save you. It really.
And the worst place to go, if you're sick?
It's the hospital.
Because you aren't going to come out in many cases. And it's all about money. It's all about money.
Yeah, I have a story here. This woman's actually in the Philippines, but it's a carbon copy of what appears to be happening here. My stepmother's close friend received the first dose of Pfizer on August 25th. She began experiencing sickness on and off afterwards, including chills and other flu-like symptoms. As a result, her workplace believed she had COVID and required her to isolate in a center in Manila. She was attempting to treat herself using homeopathic remedies, and the isolation center forcibly stopped and prevented her from continuing to do so. Instead requiring she take pills, mandated as treatment by the healthcare workers overseeing the facility. Her condition continued to deteriorate, and yesterday she was admitted to hospital, where she was sedated and placed on a ventilator. She passed away this morning. She was just 38 years old. She leaves behind a young son, located in Manila, Philippines. My stepmother also currently has two other friends in hospital in serious condition following vaccination. Same age group.
Worldwide. Worldwide. All around the world. This ventilator death. Another one.
Well, if you go in there either suspected of having COVID or you turn up positive in one of these rigged tests, it's likely you're going to get the inappropriate treatment and go down a very bad path.
Let me, I'm going to post this. In fact, it's should be up right now. Play just a little bit of Dr. Zelenko here. He's got a new piece out. Dr. Zev Zelenko.
So in the attempt to enslave humanity, the, let's call him Mr. Globalist, has used psychological warfare to manipulate the behavior of humanity. It's well known that if you induce a long-term anxiety or fear state. Couple that together with isolation from loved ones, over time the person will psychologically decompensate, and that's the way to induce global psychosis. And that's exactly what's going on here, that there is a attempt by a few people to pathologically scare the innocent masses and have them become codependent on the government and on human beings rather than God. So this is a play for, it's a war against God ultimately. Now the reason why I developed my product was out of necessity, because as you mentioned, I was the first in the country to actually have to deal with a large outbreak of COVID-19 in the outpatient setting. I'm a family physician, and I was serving the community for 20 years of 35,000 people that live within a square mile. So when COVID arrived in the first week of March, it spread very easily to everyone, and there was no treatment at that time. The only thing we were told is respirators and hospitals. So,
okay, Dr. Zelenko is talking about his Z-Pak, and I think most all of you realize that. His video is up in the second position in headlines. You can go listen to the whole thing. It's well worth it. He did make it quite clear the psychological aspects of the war against planet Earth are very simple. People will break down, and his point is very well taken. And I think they're using all manner of delivery techniques, everything from advanced EMFs, putting words in your mind. I think all of you saw David Icke's video, to using so-called entertainment media. They can embed anything in anything now. The biggest mistake we make is underestimating the advanced technology that is arrayed against us.
I agree.
All right. When he talks about COVID cases in the beginning, what do you think at this point? Do you think that what they concocted in the lab, which was a bioweapon, was just something like a common cold that was hyper spreadable among people? People weren't dying of COVID. They were dying of the treatment. Remember remdesivir, everyone? Remember the ventilators? Ventilators killed people, a lot of people. Remdesivir killed a lot of people. So what do you think they were using in the beginning to start this whole thing off? Was it a flu? Because there was not one reported case of flu. So I mean, if that didn't tell the story, I don't know what does.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, I would say that there was probably something in the flu vaccine in 2019 that seeded something different in the population, because it was shortly after the advent of that flu shot that people started to get sick, and it was in full swing by the time January, February rolled around. But, you know, these same symptoms can be induced by electromagnetic frequencies as well. And the fact that they were not doing any differential diagnoses was troubling, made it hard to determine what's really at play here. It's clear COVID is not a respiratory disease. It's a blood disorder. So that calls into question, is it really a coronavirus? Because coronaviruses, that's a respiratory pathogen.
How would we factor in the so-called vaccines? They clearly are, whether it's the spike protein, the mRNA, or the adenovirus as a vector, I don't. It is a gross assault on the human circulatory and blood system, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, these are not vaccines. These are protein expression vectors. So they will hijack whatever cells in your body that they manage to transfect, or in the case of the adenovirus, infect, and cause them to churn out foreign proteins, which is similar to what a virus would do. But with these things, you're injecting the disease, essentially. You'd be far better off taking your chances with a natural virus. something that would enter through the airways that could, if you were in reasonably good health, sequester it in the airways and deal with it locally before it went systemic. But putting it into a needle, into somebody's arm, and then injecting it so that it goes systemic within minutes, infecting whatever cells it comes into contact with, and now those cells are churning out this foreign protein. And it's not your ordinary protein. It's highly biologically active and toxic. It's neurotoxic and it's hemotoxic. So both your blood and your neurological system are going to be affected by this particular protein. And then the question becomes, can you correct it? Can you overcome this damage? Seems
that
like it's dysregulating the entire immune system. So we're
seeing
an explosion of cancers.
Yeah.
Because the immune response has been derailed. You're seeing an increase in a wide variety of viral infections, herpes, human papillomavirus, perhaps coronavirus. We'll never know if that's in the mix. I suspect...
Well, that's very important. Excuse me. We may never know. Thank you.
We'll never know. They're not doing appropriate diagnosis. These are all presumptive diagnoses based on symptoms and a faulty PCR test. So come flu season, I think that what these other doctors have been predicting is going to come to fruition. It's going to be ugly.
I think you're really onto something regarding last year's flu vax. And I would urge all of you out there to think very, very carefully before you let anyone put any needle in your body ever again. Ever.
And nobody should need a flu shot because there is no more flu, right? That's what they told us.
They must think we're all abecedarians. Just rank amateurs. They don't give us enough credit.
Nope.
But as far as this flu season, it's going to come back. You watch. Because they got to have a reason for pushing that vax.
Yes. And who knows what's going to be in the flu vax this year. It's anybody's guess. I already know of one instance where a woman went to get a flu shot and they mistakenly gave her a COVID shot instead.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I heard it. And it, I believe it. Look, we make a mistake. What? The second biggest cause of death in this country is misadventure at the hands of the medical establishment. Misadventure.
Yep.
They kill you.
Yeah.
We know what remdesivir does to people. It kills them. Every single person in the Ebola trial with remdesivir died. So they stopped. They put it on the shelf. Well, the little gangster pulled it out and said, this is a good one. And the government said, this is the only thing approved to treat COVID. Now, of all the people that died of COVID last year, and there were allegedly several hundred thousand, most of them, if they were hospitalized, died because of remdesivir or being put on a ventilator because of the remdesivir. It's crazy.
Yep.
Anything you want to add?
The curtain's coming down. I think the curtain's coming down on this scam.
I hope
so. It's an atrocity.
It's the biggest fraud, biggest deadly fraud ever perpetrated on humankind on this planet.
Certainly is.
Thank you, Erica. Talk soon.
Okay. My pleasure, Jeff. Good evening.
And all of you out there, we will be back tomorrow night. Please stay away from the flu vax. Just a friendly bit of advice. Talk tomorrow night.